My name is Arshi and I'm 18 years old. Today is the 20th of February and I'm speaking with my dad.
Hi, I'm Vijay Singh, Arushi's dad. I work at Amazon since last couple of years. And before that, I've been working in IT almost all my life.
So let's start the interview. Can you tell me about your most adventurous experience as a child?
So Arushi, thanks for this opportunity to talk about my adventures. I have so many things I wanted to talk about, but given that we have a short time, I will just quickly go over one of my experiences when I was in third grade, I believe. And this was the time when I wanted to go for swimming, but my mom and dad wouldn't allow me. So after a lot of begging and requesting, I finally got the opportunity to go swimming. They were just too scared I would hurt myself. So finally, when I get there, I was enjoying in the shallow end of the pool, but was not really swimming. So I wanted to really learn swimming. I asked one of the guys who was swimming well, if he could teach me how to swim. And he said, of course. And he got me out of the shallow end of the pool, took me to the other end. And by the way, this was a grown-up man who knew what he was doing, I hope. You know, so he takes me there and he says, okay, you can jump on this side of the pool. And I did not know it was the deep end of the pool. Mm-hmm. And I jumped. And as soon as I jumped, he just didn't jump behind me. He let me be there. I struggled. I do not know how much water I drank. But after some time, I did not sink, you know, and I somehow kept myself afloat. And then he came in, got me out of the water, took me to the shallow end, and he taught me swimming. I learned swimming in just a couple of days. And that was the fastest I have learned anything ever, I believe. So I think what he did that day was he just got me to not be afraid of water. And he taught me that there's nothing to be really afraid of. And as soon as that was gone, I was able to swim very fast. I keep going back to this example because there's a lot to learn from that. And it keeps inspiring me every time I think about that example. And I think since that incident, I've always, whenever I've approached to learn something, that has been the way I learn things. I just dive in, start learning, and that teaches me the fastest way. And a similar incident happened, and this was when I was in my second year of college. Ever since I did my high school, there was something that I wanted to make my own money, earn my own money, and be on my own. So I was applying for jobs and internships, and then I got a call from this company. They called me for an interview. So I went. I thought, let's go check it out. So I went. I saw like there are a lot of people there. And they had a written test, they had an interview. I did all of those, and I don't know how I cleared, but there I was. I had cleared the selection process. They wanted to offer me the job. So I went there. And on the first day of the job, I went in, they took me around. And then they told me that, all right, you should make some arrangements for you to stay. And by the way, this was not in the same town as my parents, so I had to travel around 200 kilometers for this job. So while I was there, when they told me, you have to make arrangements to stay on your own and cook or make your own arrangements, that kind of gave me a shock. I had never, ever done that, and I was not prepared for that mentally, I believe. And moreover, I started thinking, if I did this and if I took it up, I don't think I'll ever be able to complete my graduation. I gave it a good thought. I don't know which was the bigger motivation, to complete my graduation, or I was just too scared to live on my own at that time, or and cook on my own and make all, like, you know, be independent. I at that point gave up that thought, came back home, and decided I want to first finish my graduation. Looking back, I think that was one of the best decisions I ever made in my life. Had I not made that decision, I do not know where I would be today.
Wow, thanks, Dad, for continuing your graduation. Otherwise, I don't know if I would be here today.